time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And we are brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com, with products to help you have more fun in life. And by alternativecancer.us, where there are close to or over 1,000 pages of information on how to deal with cancer in the natural way, how to effect a cure within yourself, how to seek out the best practitioners, the best products, and how to test and see which of those is going to work for you, which is kind of a really interesting concept and could save you a lot of time and money. So please do check both of those sponsors out. They are wonderful, and they are something that has become kind of rare in this world, which is people who care. Now, let me explain that comment a little bit, because we're going to go into talking about love tonight. The people who care, the people of the light and love, are moving into a higher space, higher dimension, okay? The people who are in fear are moving away. And you may see this, I can watch this. I can clock it, okay? You see this division happening, and it's getting greater and greater, and the people who are in fear are flipping out. And if they are on any kind of psych drugs, it's getting even worse. So you've got to be careful. You know, as a couple of psychiatrists I've talked to have said, yeah, we are creating thousands and thousands and thousands of psychopaths by giving people these medications. But that's all for another program. The worst part of it is, if you're in fear, then anything that you take that takes away your inhibitions, that takes away your real connection with self and with others, and those psych meds do take away connection with self, anything like that is dangerous. It's extremely dangerous because it's going to pull you more into the fear. Now, there are a few cases where, yeah, you do need to be on psych drugs for a while or locked up. However, most of the stuff that's out there, most of the PTSD and the extreme reactivity to things in a bad way, those things can be taken care of with simple things like meditation and yoga, and natural substances clearing the body of the toxins that are creating the problem in the brain. So my caveat on this, people, is that as we go through at least the next 10 years, we need to really watch people around us. And at the first hint of trouble, get the heck out of the way or stop whoever it is that's about to cause the trouble. So that's just my little, you know, 5 cents on what's going on with the energy. You might have noticed, if you're sensitive, that there was another major energy shift a couple of days ago. A lot of people got sick. And a lot of it is so emotionally tied. And, I mean, I've had people calling me and showing up and saying, oh, my God, I don't know why I'm crying. Well, I know why you're crying, because I feel it, too. It's the severe lack of love and the frustration, and we're just tired of it, you know? We're just really, we're really at that point where we have got to call to ourselves the greatest amount of love that we can. So tonight we're going to talk about love. Now, following my new schedule that I instituted at the beginning of this year, the first Thursday of every month, That show is going to include a guided visualization meditation and a talk about something that is important in life, and especially to our evolution into higher dimensions. So we started off with love of self last month. This month is going to be how to love others, because there's a whole lot of improper loving of self and others going on, because people really don't know. We haven't been taught that. You know, you get shuffled into public school and you get taught all this crap. Mostly, you know, they're trying to brainwash you and keep you from being able to think. But who teaches you about love? You can't even get it from church most of the time, because they're telling you how bad you are and what a sinner you are, and, you know, basically kind of giving you their version of mentally induced PTSD, you know, of trying to make sure that you're going to be dysfunctional for the rest of your life. They mean well, but as my dad used to always say, and I didn't understand for years, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. The minute you try to affect someone else in a way that is harmful to them, you're on the road straight to hell. So, it behooves us to try to do everything with love in our hearts and for the good of all of the creation. You know, if it's good for one part and not for the other part, then, you know, that's still harmful. So what you want to do is tread the path of harmlessness and the path of love and light. And let me give you a little example about, you know, how this kind of leads into loving others. I looked up something this week. I got onto this website of this retired chemist who was railing on about the bunk in all of these specialty water products and how they're all a bunch of bunk. And the, you know, first-year chemistry student would laugh hysterically. Well, you know, I read through this thing and all I saw was venom. This guy has a bone to pick for some reason. He says he's out there, you know, just trying to educate the world, you know, to help the world. And all I have to say to that is that's a bunch of bunk. And the way that you can tell is because whenever you are spreading venom, you're not helping anybody. Least of all, are you helping yourself? And I was just so upset that this guy would put himself out there as some kind of authority when he clearly knew nothing about quantum physics and knew nothing about the informational physics level and how important water is to all of us and the new discoveries on water now that have been tested, are repeatable, are scientific. And I started to fire off an email to this guy, this pompous jerk. And then I thought, ooh, am I being sort of a pompous jerk myself? Perhaps I should take a look at that. And because I love myself, I decided not to write that email. Now, the old me would have fired that email off, told the guy he was a moronic idiot who obviously was out of touch with what science has been discovering. But, you know, the other part of me said, whoa, is that loving? No, that's playing into that same game. Now, when I talk about loving others, I'm not talking just about, you know, romantic love. Although we are going to talk about that too tonight, because, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. So there is, of course, that romantic love that we do need to discuss. But loving others starts with loving yourself. And if you love yourself enough, then you will stop yourself from doing stupid things like I was thinking about doing. And we all go through this. We have a choice every day in every moment of our lives. We have a choice. And if you're not happy with your life, I suggest you go back and you look at the choices that you've made and get honest with yourself and see what's at the bottom of that choice. For instance, my little episode, I looked at the bottom of what was in that choice if I had chosen to fire off that email. What was at the bottom was anger, and anger is a part of fear. And that anger, whether it was righteous or not, still would have been harmful to unleash upon this guy and anybody like him. And so I had to get back into that loving space within myself and say, okay, if I'm going to love the other parts of God, which this guy is, just like all of you are, you know, I laughingly say that everybody's a figment of my imagination, and it's a kinder, gentler place in Dr. Valerie's world. There are times when it's not so kind and gentle. And so I had this choice, you know, and I looked at that and I went, wow, I choose love and light. I choose to be in joy as much as possible. How would writing that email have sent me any joy? And the answer is it wouldn't. It would have created this whole loop of venom between me and this guy. Doesn't matter who's right. The fact is it would have increased fear in the world and in other people in various forms, anger being one of them. And so I pulled myself back from that and I said, okay, this is not something that I want to create in the creation, because we all are co-creators. And if you don't understand that, just trust me, okay? Because at some point you will understand that. It's true. We co-create this paradise or hell that we're living in. So the question is, what do you want to create? And if you want to create paradise, then you have to watch what you're choosing in every moment of your life. And as the quantum physicist will say, at each fork in the road, when you make a choice, the conscious part of you goes down one road and the unconscious part of you goes down the other. So you're actually choosing both sides of the road. And we can flip back and forth through all these choices. This is what quantum leaping is about, and dimensional shifting and things like that. And sometimes we get stuck on the loop that's really not fun, but you know what? We created it. Maybe not by our conscious choice, but every time you make that split, you're going to have to live a portion of that. Now, hopefully we live on the higher road. You know, we make the choice to be in love and light, and so we spend most of our time there and hopefully don't slip into that hellish realm. But they both exist simultaneously. So how do we get past that? You know, how do we spend the most of our conscious time on the good road, the high road? Again, that's choice. So let's look at loving other people. The best thing that you can do, as I've mentioned before, is love yourself. Because if you don't understand and love yourself, there's no way you're going to be able to love other people. You may think I'm wrong, but I'm not, okay? Because I've been there, done that, so I have that understanding. When you love yourself completely and you understand all of the mistakes that you've made in life and all of the bad thoughts along with the good, when you can look at yourself in the light of truth, then you will see that you're a mere child in this existence. And that God is a loving God, whatever you want to call it, God, source, first mystery, great mystery, doesn't matter what you call it. The fact is that that creator, that creative spark that started all of us, that one is loving. And I had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and he was talking about Jehovah. And I said, Jehovah, give me a break. Jehovah was a humanoid. You know, Jehovah was not loving. Jehovah was an angry and jealous God. And you know, I mean, how much proof do you have to see that our ancestors looked at aliens as God to understand the truth of that little one? Okay. Now, okay, so I've probably got the Jehovah's Witnesses out there mad at me. I'm just asking that you open your mind and your heart and you go into truth. And truth is something that you can only really find through love. So see, love is at the center of everything. And having had all the near-death experiences that I've had and been on the other side so many times, I can tell you that the only thing that's real is love. Everything else is an illusion. So when you learn to love yourself and then you learn from that to love others, you start to see that you could conceivably love every portion of the creation just as God does. Just as the prime creator does. And that's because you created a little baby, and the little baby's out there. Would you blame the little baby for, or call it evil, if it does something it doesn't understand that creates harm? Of course not. If you're a rational parent, what you're going to do is say, wow, you know, let's avoid repeating that one again. And you would do the best that you could to teach that little one how to behave properly. And if you look at all of the beings that presented the evil side of creation, or the opposite of live, those beings, no matter how intelligent they were, no matter how far they have traveled in the dark dimension, those are still babies. They don't understand yet that the road they're on is a go-nowhere, do-nothing road, and at some point, if they don't watch it, they're going to devolve and go back into the primordial soup. Whereas if you choose love and light, you continue on and you become a creator as well. So this is why it's important to really get this concept of loving others. And all of the great metaphysical teachers throughout history have tried to teach this lesson to us. They've tried to show us, you know, the importance of this idea of love. And I'm not talking about romantic love. When you love the creation as you love yourself, when you do love yourself, then you are closer to the Creator. And I can tell you that being close to that one, even being way far, light years away, just moving towards that one is the most amazing, most profound experience. There are no words to describe it. And it just makes you want more. Because the closer that you get to that kind of love, that all-encompassing, complete truth, the more you realize how difficult it is to be in this density. And to be away from that, because really our home is in that light. So now let's look at our relationships with each other on a more normal basis. Say in a partnership, a marriage. When you have that other one, it doesn't mean you're going to be with them forever in that relationship. And I've counseled a lot of couples, and I can tell you that the first thing I tell them is, give up the misconception that this is supposed to work and that you're going to be with that person forever, because you don't know that. First of all, relationships are not meant to just work right out of the box and, oh, it's going to be lovely. Sometimes that happens, but that only happens to people who have worked on their relationship through many lifetimes or many dimensions. Really, relationships are all about learning how to get along with others and learning to love others despite whatever they do. Or as one teacher I had put it, love the being, hate the overcoat. It's okay to hate the overcoat. Maybe it really clashes with what you're wearing. And that's okay. You know, the overcoat can be thrown off. It can be cleaned. It can be passed on to somebody else and a new overcoat can come on. The primary thing is to learn to love that one who is in the overcoat, that divine spark that has been created by the prime source. Because everything that exists has that spark within it. That's how it came into existence. So, especially when you're talking about sentient beings such as humanoids and some of the animals like dolphins and whales and increasingly more of our pets. They love, and they deserve to have love. And I've mentioned before, that's all any of us really wants. We want to love and be loved in return. So the more that you can increase that, then the better and easier your life is going to be. But you have to learn. If you're repeating the same thing over and over and over, the same kind of relationships, like this friend of mine that was crying one day and saying, oh, I don't understand. Why do I keep getting the same kind of guys? And I said, well, you're going to keep doing that until you get tired of it. And you put your foot down and you say, I am done with that type of thing. Learn your lesson and then you can move on. So find what the lesson is and, you know, move on from that, because it's more than just a physical attraction. When you can see people through the eyes of truth, then you're going to be able to understand, you know, why you're in that particular relationship and decide whether you're going to continue or not, and decide what the next one is going to be like. So let's talk a bit about how you get along with people when you're fighting. There are many ways to have a fight. And if you're a fan of Saturday Night Live, you have probably seen the trailer trash skits that they do, where they're screaming and hollering at each other. They're wearing stained T-shirts and underpants and smoking cigarettes and, you know, sloppy drunk and screaming and hollering, throwing things and shooting each other and calling the cops. And then the minute they start to get taken away, they rush to each other's arms and, you know, they're back together again. Yes, that happens. Oh, Lord. Let me tell you, having worked in the ER for a long time, I can tell you that that is true. Okay? And I mean, we laugh about it, but oh, it's true. So what I'd like to suggest for people that have that kind of a tumultuous relationship is go take some classes in nonviolent communication and look at that part within yourself that is so hungry for any kind of attention that even bad attention is considered good. Because really, you're really not going to get what you want by continually pushing somebody's buttons and trying to get that kind of attention. It will eventually destroy your relationship one way or the other. So if you go into nonviolent communication, what you learn is how to be truthful with your loved ones. And basically, when you suffer a hurt, whether it's intentional or not, a lot of times it's intentional, because don't we all know how to push everybody's buttons? You know, those people that we live with, our families and friends, oh, we know how to push each other's buttons. And, you know, we're kind of jerks about it sometimes, you know? So the way to avoid that is to start learning to communicate with honesty. So when somebody hurts your feelings or really gets you upset about something, you step back and you go, whoa, I can't talk to you right now. Because right now I'm kind of upset. You know, I'm feeling very vulnerable. I'm not sure why you did what you did, but I can't even talk to you about it right now. So I'm going to go away. Just leave me alone. I need a little bit of time to get myself under control because I don't want to hurt you in any manner. You know, I love you, and right now I'm feeling vulnerable, so I'm just going to walk away. And then go walk away. And, you know, you'll find out how long it takes you to calm down. It usually takes me about 3 days. And towards the end of that third day, I write a letter. And believe me, you don't want to get one of these letters from me. And the letter will be full of truth. People don't like it. But, you know, it's truth. And, you know, I can argue with somebody full on and see exactly what's happening. I know everything about them, and I know everything about me and why the argument's happening, because I can step back. And anybody can do this. You just have to practice it. But when I get into that type of thing, the first thing I do is I say, wow, you know, there's a part of me that's really hurt right now. And I think back, okay, what could have caused that? What did I do to contribute to this? And let me tell you something, most of the time, it's a 50-50 deal. And what happens is you guys, you know, we all go through this. Maybe we have a bad day. We're not feeling good physically, or we've had too many things that have overwhelmed us. And, you know, we say something, somebody jumps on our case, then we jump on their case, and, you know, then we're off. It's on. And basically, you know, what I kind of learned to do is to say, look, leave me alone, okay? Because right now I'm not in a good mood. So this is not a good time to be pushing my buttons. because if I lose control and I start in on you, you know, it's going to be like nothing but truth hitting you right between the eyes. And that can really, really hurt. I can take the truth from other people because I know me. So there's the other clue. Know thyself. If you know yourself, there is nothing anybody can say to you about yourself that's going to get you upset. It's like I used to tell people who try to get me that way. Do you seriously think I don't know all of my faults and all of my little patterns and foibles? Seriously? After all the work that I've done, I am completely aware of who I am and what I do and why I do it. And, you know, then I just start to laugh because I realize that if they had to go there, they probably should be going in the other direction really rapidly because they really don't want to hear what I have to say. Now, this is something that, I mean, you know, it's kind of funny, you know, when I think back about it, because I used to love to argue. When I was a kid, oh man, I grew up in a family that argued. And so I know how to win an argument. But I got to a point in my metaphysical life where I decided, you know what, I don't want to have to argue with people. It's hurtful. And I want to practice harmlessness. The only way you can argue and practice harmlessness is if you say exactly what that person needs to hear in exactly the right tone to get them, to hit them right where the change can occur. But that doesn't happen if you're going around thinking that you're going to do that. You have to prepare. Now, maybe sometime I'll do a show on how to do that, but it's pretty complicated. And you really have to know yourself and know that other person to do that. But I can tell you it's extremely effective. And the standard thing that happens is they will deny it. They will be very upset. And a couple days later, they'll come back and say, you know what, you were absolutely right. And it pissed me off that you were right. And my usual comment is, yeah, I know. I know exactly what was going on there. How do I know that? I know myself. That's how. I have studied myself. Because you know what? I am just like everybody else out there. We all are. That's the point. So if you know yourself, you know everyone else. Now, I'm not talking about the baggage that we carry, because we all carry baggage. And it affects us, you know, some a little and some a lot, and some it's devastating. And so our job is to clean up ourselves, because that's really all we can clean up. You can't really clean somebody else up, especially against their will. But you can pray for them. You know, you can send good thoughts their way. So when you're talking with someone and it evolves into an argument and you really care about that person, if you go the nonviolent communication route, they will start to have respect for you and they'll start to hear what you're saying when you say, I love you and I don't want to say anything that's going to hurt you because right now I might respond from a place I don't want to respond from anger and from pain. And I don't want to spread that to you. So I'm just going to go off by myself and, you know, and nurture myself, you know, and help myself to get over this. And, you know, whatever else you need to say, you know, like I know that at your core, that's not the type of person you are. This is just the overlay. And so in order for me to continue to love you, I need to remove myself right now and then do it. Don't come back with the, oh, yeah, well, you know, oh, yeah, well, let me tell you about you. That never goes well. It can make people run away, but it never goes well. So when you start doing the nonviolent communication, it's really about just being honest with yourself and going, whoa, you know, what am I feeling? You might feel vulnerable. You might feel angry. You might want to cry. You might want to pick up the nearest hatchet and cleave somebody's forehead. I suggest you avoid doing that. However, these are the feelings we go through as humans. You know, we have emotions. And so by controlling your emotions as much as you can look at the truth behind things. And most of the time, that other person is pushing your buttons because they're afraid. Or maybe you did something really lunkheaded, you know. I mean, I was married to a guy who was about as smart as a box of rocks, maybe less smart. Nicest guy in the world, give you the shirt off his back. Problem was, I paid for that shirt. So I was working myself to death. So there's those kinds of things that go on. And then you watch just stupid things being done, and you look at them and you go, why did you do that? And they don't have any answer because, you know, they're not smart enough to figure it out, right? And, I mean, I got plenty angry. I spent a lot of time screaming at that guy because it was just unbelievable to me that somebody could be that dumb. But, you know, I was raised in a family that was taught to be observant. And so, you know, it's just kind of hard if you've had that kind of an upbringing. Most people don't. I mean, when you realize most people, the kids are put in front of the TV, you know, it's an automatic babysitter. And unless they're watching, you know, shows like Lie to Me and The Mentalist and Endgame and, you know, things like that, they're going to teach you how to observe and how to be a critical thinker. If they're watching, you know, the mindless stuff, then they really don't have much of a chance. So you kind of have to cut them a little bit of slack. And it has taken me the major portion of my life to get to the point where I could control my emotions and where I could, you know, really see myself and see the divinity within other people. But I wanted to, because it makes your life so much easier. And so because of that, I've gotten to that point now where I realized, just don't go there. You know, when somebody wants to argue with you, don't go there. You can go be mad, go punch your pillow or something, you know. But don't go there and hurt that person. Because if you do, you're going to create more baggage that you're going to have to unload at some point. And especially if this is someone you're married to or someone that you're in family with, oh boy, you know, you got a lot of work cut out for you. So why make it worse? That's all I'm saying. You know, learn to love others too. And understand that if somebody's attacking you, there's fear behind it. They wouldn't attack you unless it was. Now, the attacker oftentimes think that they're showing you how powerful they are. They are not. They're showing you how fearful they are of life. And that's at the bottom of all that. So if you start to understand that, then it might make this a little bit easier for you to learn how to properly love others. And then the next step is to show them that you love them every moment of every day. Now, this doesn't mean that you hang all over them and suffocate them. It means that you find ways to show them that you appreciate them. Like one of the things that a lot of us women will do is if we're making lunch for kids or husband, we will put a little note in there that says, you know, I love you. Hope your day's going great. You know, whatever. Hey, I packed this little treat in here for you. You know, just something to give them a little smile. Or call them up and say, just wanted to tell you, I hope your day's going great, and I love you, and I'm thinking good thoughts about you. That's it. It doesn't have to be a long, drawn-out conversation. And then give them some space when they come home. You know, because if somebody's out in the world, especially in a high-pressure job, and having to deal with a lot of problems all day long, they're overwhelmed. When they come home, you need to leave them alone for at least a half hour. Just, you know, we joke about the man cave, right? Let your man go to the man cave, you know. Give him his favorite beverage, turn on the news, you know. Give him the paper, get his slippers, whatever. And, you know, women have caves too. So, like, we like to go to the woman cave and just, you know, chill out and kind of make the transition between work and home. You know, don't meet him at the door with all the problems that have happened and all the things that have to be fixed that you've been waiting all day to unload on them. Just wait, okay? Give him some time. But show them that you love them. Because how many people have said, oh my God, if only I had let this loved one know how much I love them. But I was too proud to say it. And, you know, we had an argument this morning and now they're dead, you know, and I can't say anything to them. Don't be one of those people. You know, let that person know that you love them no matter what. forever. And then you won't have those kind of regrets, because if that's something that's happened, people go through their entire lifetimes regretting that they never told that person how much they loved them. They never told them how important they were in their life. And this is something that a lot of us are guilty of. We get busy, you know, and we figure, oh, they know. Well, no, they don't, especially if you've been yelling at them, because you're so busy telling them what a jerk they are and how worthless they are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And if that goes on several times during the day, where does the I love you come in and I appreciate you just the way you are? Where does that come in? You know, do something that's going to let them know. You know, maybe give them a card, you know, once a month on make a special day, you know, or make their favorite meal, or, you know, go out to the movies with them, take them to the park, you know, whatever. Find out whatever it is that your loved one really enjoys and go do it with them. Or, you know, get them something when you're out shopping. Hey, I just got this for you, but you have to have no strings attached to these gifts. Okay, if you're giving somebody something because you want something in return, you haven't given them anything. Okay, that's for another show too. I've talked about that before. Gift giving because you can and because you know somebody would enjoy that. No strings attached. That's the best way to have a clear relationship. If you're expecting something in return, you are putting a rope around their neck. Okay, nobody appreciates that. Like my teacher used to say, you know, he said, on my birthday, all these people bring me gifts. He said, I give them charity. He said, I don't even look at them. Because he said, I can tell when somebody wants something from me. And he said, out of 75 gifts, I might take one. The rest of them all want something from me. And those are strings I don't want attached. And I thought about that for a long time, and I started to see that in people. And I was like, wow, isn't that interesting? So think about that before you give that gift this Valentine's Day. You know, what would be something that your loved one would appreciate that would show them that you really are paying attention to them, that you love them, and that you are not trying to burden them with attachments? Because, you know, us humans, we like to attach everybody and everything. Yeah, we want to draw them into our tangled web, right? That'd be like wrong. So what we want to do is, you know, keep ourselves free too. Okay, now, hopefully that's helped some people out there. But now what I want to do is take you through a little guided visualization. And so if you are driving, turn this off, or pull over to the side of the road and lock your doors so you know you're safe. If you're sitting at home and you have candles going or something, please make sure that they're not any place where they could catch something on fire. And make sure that you're in a comfortable position and you're safe. And you can go through and download this later and just take out this section, you know, and use it as a meditation to help you to have more peace with your loved ones. And through this, I'm going to be playing another selection from Saggio, which is native flute. It's from the Awakened Heart CD, and it's called Holy Encounter. Because any time that you encounter another person that you love, it is a holy encounter. So think about that one for a bit. Okay. So get yourself comfortable now and take a nice deep breath all the way in. Gorgeous deep breath full of fresh air. Let it fall out of your body gently. Take another deep breath all the way down to your belly. Let it fall gently out of your body, taking any tension, any negativity with it. And another deep breath, this time all the way down to your toes. And as you let that breath fall out of your body, see any remaining dark fog, any pain, anything like that, just fall out of your body. And now continue to breathe slow and deep. Let all the tension drain out of your body. And now see yourself in a beautiful place that you would want to share with your loved one. It's a sanctuary for two, where you are free to love completely and safely, where your hearts are protected and nurtured. And as you look around this beautiful place, you prepare a spot to sit with your loved one. It could be next to a beautiful waterfall, on top of a mountain, out in the stars. And now, take a deep breath and bring a spark of brilliant pink light from the center of your heart out in front of you into your hands. And watch as that spark glows and becomes bigger now in the shape of a heart, the romantic heart. And see at the center of that brilliant, pulsating heart, there is a golden white light and a neon blue light and a silver light twining about themselves, making a beautiful spiral that sparkles with life. And now take one thought about the person that you love, a thought that brings you that warm glow in your heart, and place it into this heart in front of you. And blow on it now gently 3 times. And as you do so, you are infusing this energetic heart with your love and with the sacred breath of the Prime Creator at the same time. And now put your hands up and release that heart to go to your loved one. And now you can see them as this heart reaches them and they accept it and take it into their own heart. And they are now drawn to you in this sanctuary of love. Greeting you with a kiss and a hug and joy in their eyes and in their heart, which is matched by the joy in your heart and your eyes. And you sit in this beautiful sanctuary of love and gaze into each other's eyes deeply now. Ah, there it is. The spark of the divine that you have found in the eyes of your loved one. and they have found it in your eyes too. Feel your hearts open. Feel the joy welling up within you. And now see that your two hearts are joined as one. And an explosion of light streams out from between you into the entire creation, into all of the other hearts, so that every heart in creation, every spark of divine light is strengthened by your love. And feel the return of love from others, which strengthens you and your love. And now you know beauty and peace. And now stand up, take the hand of the one that you love, and with a hug and a kiss, you both go back to the world, strengthened by your love, strengthened by the truth and your connection with the all. And you come back to your body now. Take a deep breath in and out, and connect back in to your life here. Open your eyes. Move around a little bit. How do you feel now? This is something that you can do as often as you want to. It will increase the love in your heart, open the petals of the lotus of your heart, and help you to love others. This is something that is so vitally important that I hope that you take this to heart, pun intended, and that this will help you to heal your life and to move into that higher dimension, into that space of love and light that's the truth of who you are, the truth of who all of us are. If we can just get rid of that nasty overcoat. So, the more you practice that, the lighter your life will get. And as I said, you can play that over and over. I hope you enjoyed that little trip to the sanctuary of love. And if you're a single person, you can do this trip too and just imagine that other loved one that you're waiting for. In the meantime, prepare yourself to have that partnership of true relationship where you respond with honesty with that other person, where you can have nonviolent communication and increase the love that you have. And while we're on that subject, you might want to avoid those unrealistic expectations, because boy, those things will cause a lot of problems. You know, we all need to get real, don't we? And the best way to do that is to know yourself and cut everybody, including yourself, some slack. Now, when Valentine's Day comes, if you are in relationship, even if the other person says that they are not interested in any celebration, that's okay, but still show them that you love them. Because usually if someone says they're not interested in a Valentine's Day celebration, they don't want to celebrate love. It's because they've been so hurt that they don't want to take the chance that they might be hurt again. So something small is okay. Just do something small that's going to help. Something that they would enjoy that they don't have to feel obligated about. Because remember, we want to avoid those strings. And don't be disappointed if it doesn't quite go the way that you want it to. Because not everybody's at the same place. You know, some of us are in preschool and some are in college. So you just kind of have to meet people where they're at, especially if you love them. Meet them where they're at. And don't try to give them more love than they can handle. Because if you do, they'll end up resenting you. And they may self-destruct because they just can't handle it yet. It's a very high vibration. So meet them where they are. Show them that you love them in harmless ways. Now, next Thursday is Valentine's Day. So we're going to talk about love again. And maybe do another meditation. And maybe we'll have Steve Barish on. We'll see if he's available. And talk about how to use love to heal. Because you can do that. That vibration that you felt in the meditation that we just did, that is something that you can use to heal yourself and others. You get into that space and you will have miracles. And the more that you can enter that space and the more you practice that, the more miracles you will see in your life and the more healing you can do of self and others. Well, they actually do their own healing, but you know what I mean. You can assist them with that love vibration. So I hope you will practice that. And I hope you will also practice nonviolent communication. You can just put that into Start Page. If you're not aware of Start Page, it's a fabulous browser. So search engine. Just go to startpage.com and it keeps everything private. They allow no records of what you're searching. It's free. It's a search engine. And just put in there, Start Page it, nonviolent communication. And there's several books out on that that you can pick up. Believe me, that will help your relationship. The other book that you want to get on the subject of love and forgiveness and harmlessness is A Course in Miracles by the Inner Peace Foundation. If you are armed with those two things, those will help you throughout your life. Not only with your loved ones, but also with every other relationship in your life. Business, sporting, whatever. Even relationships with the neighbors. Because those two books should be in everybody's library. They really will help you. So there's a couple hints for you for this week. And practice this stuff, you know? It doesn't work if you don't practice it, right? It's kind of like vitamins. They don't work unless you open up the cabinet and you swallow them. You know, well, you got to uncork the bottle first, you know, and take out a couple of them and swallow them. Working with love is the same way. You have to practice it. And the more you practice it, the better you get at it until you can reach that bliss that hopefully you experienced during that little short meditation. You can reach that in an instant, and that can save your life too. Because I can tell you that when you get into that vibration, you can actually become invisible to people who are out to harm you. Been there, done that, so have other people that I know. And if you think that's impossible, all I can say is you got a lot to learn, you know. But get the movie The Celestine Prophecy or read the books, because there's stuff in there about that, and it does happen. I know quite a few people who have been invisible by tapping into that vibration of love, because it's such a higher vibration that you actually vibrate so fast that the bad guys can't see you. And this particular thing has saved my life many times. And I mean literally has saved my life. And you just can't get all excited about what's going on around you. You just have to stay in that vibration of love. So that's something you might want to try. It's really a heck of a lot of fun. Okay, so now next week, as I mentioned, next week is Valentine's Day, so hopefully you'll be out doing things with your Valentine. And if you don't have one, that's okay. Tune in, and we'll do another short meditation on love and helping you attract love into your life. So this month is all about love, people, and it's fun. So until next week, this one will keep you going. And let me mention that the show has been brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And by alternativecancer.us. Again, that's alternativecancer.us. And these sponsors are fabulous, so please do check out their websites and the products that they have to offer. You might be very surprised at how helpful these things can be for you and or someone that you love. So let's all help each other, okay? Let's spread the love and make every moment in our lives a moment of helpfulness as much as we can. You know, we're not saints, right? We're still humans. We're still working on it. So don't beat yourself up. Just do the best you can. And it's like anything else, you know. If at first you don't succeed, well, just keep working at it. Eventually you will succeed. So, until next week, as usual, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.